What's up, guys? This is Kaylee Johnson here with Digital Journey. If you're a person that's wanting to learn social media, maybe that's just for you personally, maybe it's for your business, this is the right place for you. Well, today we have the pleasure of having John C. Morley on the show. Thank you so much for coming on, John.
Kaylee, it is a privilege, pleasure, and honor to be with you and your wonderful audience today.
Thank you. Well, John is an international keynote speaker, podcast host, Drive Time radio personality, and the CEO and founder of the J. Moore Connection, Inc. He has a passion for technology and helping others feel comfortable with how to use their technology to maximize its maximum potential. So it's super exciting to have you on. You have a bunch of amazing stuff you've done. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are today.
So I'm an engineer, and I love technology. But what happened when I graduated college, all my friends were like, oh, you know, you don't have marketing. You got to hire somebody. You're never going to figure out marketing. I did some writing. Oh, you're never going to be a writer. You're never going to be this. You're never going to be that. I'm like, okay. And I just kind of listened to effort. And after hiring this company, and I think it was about, well, we're in business 33 years, but this other company's 15. So I just decided 15 years ago, I said, I had enough. And I basically said, how do I get rid of this company? Like, they're terrible. Like, they can't even print their way through a paper bag. I mean, they can't proofread. They can't. And the best thing that really pissed me off was, so you know you're working with the wrong company when they decide where you're going for breakfast, lunch, or dinner based on the deposit you give them. Let me show you.
Yeah, no.
So I'm going to use arbitrary amounts. Let's say 100, 500,000. Those weren't the amounts. So let's say I gave you $100. Well, that would mean we're going to go for some eggs and whatnot at a local diner. Fine. I gave you 500. You're going to take me out to Bennigan's and we'll have some burgers and probably some ice cream or cake. I give you $1,000. We're going to have a 3-course meal, some steak, and we'll probably have a nice fancy dessert. And we'll have it at Ruth Chris or Morton's or something. Okay, fine. So I decided one day that I'm going to test this out. So I told her that I'm sending $100. I didn't send $100. I sent $1,000.
Okay.
So I talked to the lady, and she calls me up. She goes, oh, hi, John. This is Marcia and Brian. Marcia, love you. Marcia, love you. So I said, hi, how are you? Listen, I'm reaching out to you. I know you guys are scheduled to do lunch, or no, breakfast on Thursday this week. That's why I'm calling you. Because I don't know if you know this, but Brian and Katie, you know, they're married. You know, okay, they're married. And they had twins. Okay. Peter and Paul, you know, they're at the age where they're teething. Okay. And unfortunately, if you know this, but Katie had a fender bender last week. Okay. And so Brian actually has to take Katie in the morning to the doctor with Peter and Paul so they can go to the doctor. But because she has no cards in the shop, he's got to take her. Okay. And the only appointment they could get was like 8 o'clock in the morning, which is the time you're supposed to go for breakfast. Well, we'll just do lunch or do another day. It's no big deal. Well, we would do lunch, but the only challenge is Joe, Brian's boss, is flying in a surprise visit for an inspection at 1 o'clock, and that's going to be kind of tight. So I said, we'll just do another day. No, she's like, tell you what I did. I got you guys into the very last reservation at Ruth Chris for 10:30 p.m. It'll be a nice, quiet evening. You two, you can discuss things, and you can have a nice steak
dinner.
So then I decided one time to do it the other way. Okay. I told her I was sending $1,000 in, and I only sent her $100. Hey, John, it's Brian Marshall. How are you? Listen, I know you guys are supposed to go out on this really cool steak dinner, and I apologize. Unfortunately, Brian just found out he's got to be in Taiwan.
Oh, my goodness.
Morning. So this isn't going to be very good. You know, he has to leave at that hour. It's not going to work. Well, why don't we just do lunch? Well, I would. The only problem is he's got to give a presentation about what he's going to be talking about to his peers in Taiwan. So we can't meet you for lunch. Oh, another day. Not a problem. No, I got you first thing before the crew comes in. I'm going to have you in at 7:30 to meet with him because they don't come in until 8:30. And you guys can just have a quick like donuts and whatnot.
Wow.
So just real quick. So I decided that this was like a trend, right? But how do you break out of this? the last straw was when they were printing, you know, without really, so they printed like, I'm going to say like, 8.5 by 11, they don't really do them as much anymore. Like, you know, like a kind of like a brochure.
Yes.
Not a trifle. So, I remember going to them and I said, where do you print it? Oh, we don't print house. We said, I said, I thought you told me in-house. Well, it's kind of in-house. We send it to somebody who's in Connecticut. That's not really in-house. Well, next state. It's like, it's in the next state. It's in-house. It's like next door. It's not like California. Okay. So I said, well, I'd like to make some changes. Well, that's a slight issue because the deadline for you, you know, actually is today. No, it was yesterday. I said, well, I was just told the deadline is today. Well, that's our deadline. Your deadline was yesterday. So if you want your deadline to be today, so our deadline to be tomorrow, that'll be an extra $500 for processing.
Oh, my goodness.
Change that date. I said, seriously? He said, yeah. So I go to Xerox. We've been a client for many years. And I said, hey, Xerox, how do I become a mom and pop print shop? Because they couldn't even print. So they invite me out for breakfast, for lunch. And they get me in love with this very attractive machine and doing some crazy things. And the number, how much does this thing cost? Oh, well, you can just put it on a lease payment. It's pretty easy. How much? Well, we'll get to the numbers later. So we got to the numbers later. We got to, of course, you got to add this attachment too. You're going to want that. And I'm sure you're going to want this piece. And you're going to want the folder. You're going to want the bookmaker. It's going to be 100. I said 150,000 for the smaller model, right? Not the
this, oh my
right,
goodness.
This one, the 80 model. I said, yeah, the 80. It's 150. Okay. I said, I'm going to have to talk to my bank. That's a little more than I had in my wallet for. So first of all, what I did before I did that is I reached in my pocket and I gave him 100. He didn't say I went down. He said 150. So I was smart. What's your role? And I gave him $150. He said, oh no. He's we made 150,000. You said 150.
Right.
We talking thousands, not dollars here. So I go to my bank. My bank actually says yes. My bank is nuts. My bank shouldn't be saying yes. So I decide to make my first entrepreneur. They said, when do you want the money? Tomorrow? I said, wait, I'll come back. So I have it tomorrow. So I said, I'm going to use this and my first serial entrepreneur. So a serial entrepreneur is somebody who actually has a passion and opens a second company. An owner runs a company to keep the lights on and things like that. But an entrepreneur runs the company because he or she is passionate about doing it. Not so much about the money, but they're passionate about what they do.
Right.
And they enjoy it. And so a serial entrepreneur has discovered there's a problem in another industry or in their business, and they decide to open another business, which is why I wanted to go into marketing and all that. So I came back to the guys and I said, hey, guys, I got some great news and I got some bad news. What do you want first? Well, the good news is what's the bad news? Well, I'll tell you the good news. The good news is I got the loan. Oh, that's okay. Great. Bad news is I didn't quite get the whole amount. Oh, well, that's okay. How much did you get? I only got 130. How much was the number? 150? Yeah, I said, so I tell you what, I don't want to waste your time anymore. So what do I owe you for the steak dinner last night and the breakfast? I just want to pay you and, you know, kind of just sever ties because obviously I can't afford this machine.
Right.
Do you want donuts? You want a bagel? You want fruit? Like this whole thing. And I was like, I'm good with my water. Okay, sit right there. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. So I go car deal. She goes to the car deal. He's doing all kinds of hand gestures. Comes back to me. He says, Mr. Morley, yes, you are in luck. How am I in luck? You know, I'm basically, I'm basically, it was 20,000, 30,000 short. He says, well, he says, I didn't know this, but they're having a promotion next week on this machine and everything bigger.
Of course.
I'm not supposed to tell you about it, but we just found out it's going to happen on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess I could let you know. So we're going to be able to do the 150 deal on paper for $130, all in.
There you go.
So I was like, you know, it's Friday. I need some time to think about it. This is an awful lot for me. And I went back home and I said, am I getting the best deal? And I said, probably not, because I still got to spend $30,000 for the training, $20,000 for the training. So I went back to him on Monday in the afternoon, came in. They're running to see me. Can we get you donuts? Can we get you this? Can we get you, you know, this, you know, somebody made fresh muffins today. I was like, I'm good. You want watermelon? You want, I'm good.
Oh my goodness.
So I really want to do this. Okay. Unfortunately, I'm not able to. And let me tell you why. And I don't expect you to change anything. So yes, you're able to help me and meet the money difference. That's great. But what am I going to do with a machine that I can't use? What do you mean? I don't know how to use this machine. I'm an engineer. I'm not a So I need to get training. And you told me training is $30,000. So I think I'm just going to put my money away. And I think I'm going to save up. And I'm going to come back when I have the extra $30,000 or $50,000 and do it right. He goes, you know, that's a very wise decision. I said, yes, so why don't we just, you know, put it on the table for a while. We'll come back in like 6 months, 12 months. Hold that thought. Have a seat. Hold the thought. He has a seat. Comes back. He says, you know what? That was my fault. I forgot to tell you that we're including 40 hours of free training.
Wow. That's so convenient.
Next thing we know, we were going to do the deal. And I said, well, I can't take delivery on that date. I don't want to take delivery on this date. But if I take delivery on this date, I don't want to get billed until January 5th. Well, we can't do that. Well, I guess we'll just wait till next year then. Magically, they did the deal. I didn't get billed till January.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way to do it.
What happened was I started realizing that if I could do this, I probably could do a lot more. So I built a full print production graphic media digital design center, pursued my passion as a writer, submitted something to international press years ago, and I got a letter saying, Mr. Morley, thank you for submitting. Unfortunately, this time we're not able to induct you for another 2 weeks. First off, you're going to say, we're not able to induct you. We're like, 2 weeks. So I got an email back. We're sorry for the delay. We're happy to welcome you on board. Please pay the following fee, which is a small fee, but they had to induct you basically. So it was 2 weeks. So I got that and I have my press card, my press badge, press license, all that stuff. So that was pretty cool. But then I started realizing that to me, media is about ethics. It's not about money.
Yes.
About ethics. Of course, we make money doing it. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But I had a client, and the client came and said, hey, John, what's it going to take? We just need you to change these few words. What do you want me to put? We'll just put in here that we're the best at making this cake in the world.
Well, are you?
Best? Well, how do we know that? Oh, well, my girlfriend, my boyfriend says it. My mother says it. My father says it. Well, has any newspapers? No, no one said any food critic. No.
Did Gordon Ramsay say
it? Try it yourself. It's really good, but I don't know if it's the best. Yeah, but you could put that down. Just change those couple words. It's really easy. In fact, if you give me the file, I'll change them. So it's not about that. He's like, oh, I get it. You're one of these clowns that wants more money. He said, no. He said, you want 100? You want 200? You want 300, 400, 500, 600? He's going up to 1,000. I said, no. He goes, oh, I get it. You want like some ridiculous amount, like 5,000 or 10,000. Like, how much do you want? So I kept saying, no. I said, you don't get it. It's not about any amount of money. It's ethical. I'm not going to write something down that you're not. He goes, oh, you're one of these yo-yos that's all about ethics. I said, yes. I said, so I suggest you find somebody, maybe a college kid or somebody who's desperate for the money, who doesn't have ethics or morals, and you probably could swindle him for $1,000 or less and get him to write anything you want.
That's what we focus on a lot on Digital Journey is, you know, we work with small businesses who are doing sales, but we're like, do not sell something to a person if they don't need it.
And so that's a very smart point.
That's something I say when I'm talking to a future client. It's like, if you don't need this, I'm not going to sell it to you. You know, we're an exclusive group. And let me point you towards someone who actually can help you where you need it. Because that helps build that trust behind your brand and helps
absolutely,
show that
integrity.
You are a trustworthy company. And that's something that we're really strong about at Digital Journey is, you know, value the person, value the ethics, instead of just valuing the cash flow.
Their morals and what they do and what they stand for. So I have a similar philosophy where I don't sell anything ever. I'll ask you, Kaylee, so you're having challenges in that area about getting the word out more about your business. Is this a challenge that you want to resolve? I don't know. So you could keep doing what you're doing. You could change it. Or, you know, you could do something different. I don't know. I said, it's been nice talking with you today. Where are you going?
Exactly.
I said, there's no point in hanging around because, you know, I don't sell anything. I just want to help you solve a challenge.
Right.
And it seems to me like you might need to talk this over with some people because you're, from what I'm hearing, not ready to make this. And that's okay.
Right.
You know, reach back to me when you decide. If you don't, it's okay. So you're not going to try. I said, I'm not going to try to do anything. I said, I have another appointment, actually. And they're like, But, you know, just give me a call when you, you know, when you have more questions or whatever.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, so they get a little crazy with that. So what happened in this whole thing is that I'm very picky about writing. I'm very picky about content, media. I put over 18 pieces of content out a day, not all on one channel, for different companies. And that's where we had the IT company. We have the tech company. We have the media company, Orbital Media. And we have Jason Academy, which is my enrichment company, which also has a science STEM under it, science, technology, engineering, math, where I do work in education. So I think to me, it's about understanding what it's about, which is communication.
Yes.
Effective communication.
Yes.
It's also from my degree in psychology and neurolinguistic programming and Silva and mind. It's about understanding a person. You always have to be respectful of people at all different levels, but I leave you with this today, and that is gratitude. You need to be grateful for everything you have, whether it's this pen, whether it's talking to you guys, whether it's the temperature in the room, whether it's your health, your relationships, where I am right now. Maybe you have challenges right now, but be grateful for those challenges. Because
see,
in those challenges, they're actually a gift to help us embrace our challenges so that we can learn from them and become a better version of ourselves.
Very true. Well, thank you for leaving us that. That's very good. And yeah, just being thankful for everything you have in life. That's going to get you a lot farther in life than complaining or manipulating. Well, where can our listeners find you if they want to reach out and talk to you more
Absolutely.
About this?
So it's
stuff?
Very easy. So you can see I have a hat on.
Yes.
And my hat says believemeachieve.com because that's actually my slogan. So believemeachieve.com. So B-E-L-I-E-V-E, me, A-C-H-I-E-V-E.com. And you'll get my link tree, which has all kinds of content from
awesome.
My dozens of YouTube channels, Inspirations for Life, which is my motivational daily talk show. Jay Moore Tech Talk, which comes out every Friday. I have a brand new show called Behind the Mic with John C. Morley Raw, which is basically a thing where I get on the mic and I just tell about, now this last week I couldn't do it because I was busy with the play and stuff. But next week when I get me on the mic, I'm like, hey guys, you know, I was off last week at the play. So I'm going to talk a little bit about my experience. I'm not going to name people, but I'm going to talk a little
yeah.
about my experience and how, you know, we need to be good to people and how this can leave impressions, not just with me, with other people. So let's just share it. And if you have something you want to say, please let me know. I'm all ears.
That's awesome.
So that's what I like to do. But I just love to inspire people. I do like to write when I have time. And my books are still in me. They haven't fully come out yet. I'm working on
okay.
that. But I think it's just important to embrace who people are and not just discriminate for race, religion, orientation, color, creed, party. And just
yes.
realize that every person's world, myself, you, everyone, is unique. And
yes.
no one can be the you that you are meant to be.
Very true. And we'll have all of those links down in the description so y'all can reach out there. Thank you so much for coming on
Thank
the show.
Thank you so much.
Really, really
and my ask for you guys today is please do follow my content, especially TikTok. We want to get that up high
all
so
right.
we can start streaming there. Thank you so much, Kaylee. It was a privilege and a pleasure to be with you and to share some nuggets of wisdom with you and your audience.
Absolutely. Thank you.